Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler. Happy Easter, everybody. This is episode number 84. As always, you can contact podcast at sightandsound.co.uk if you'd like to get in touch with us. We always love to hear from you. We're coming into a busy season. Sight Village Blackpool is on the 9th of April. More about that in a little while. But coming up today, we reflect on the 39th CSUN Assistive Technology Exhibition with our Head of Sales and Marketing, the one and only Stephanie Davies. Stay right where you are. Well, the 39th CSUN Assistive Technology Conference for Persons with Disabilities, which also comprises a major assistive technology exhibition, has just completed in Anaheim, California, out in Los Angeles. If you remember, on our last show, I was talking about my memories of going to CSUN when it was at LAX. Now, I haven't been to Anaheim yet, but someone who has is our Head of Sales and Marketing, Stephanie Davies, who joins us on the phone today. Stephanie, are you alive? Are you okay, first of all? Did you get back okay?
I'm back. It's a long old flight to sunny LA. Some of us got to do it for work.
Someone's got
it. We were fortunate. We had nice weather. I only saw rain on the last day of leaving. It's a long way. I'll be honest. It is a long flight over to Los Angeles, but it was certainly worth the time and energy. It was a great experience. It was my first time, as you mentioned, going over to this event. And it's certainly very different to what I've experienced going to Frankfurt, to Sight City in Germany, which again we'll be back at in May.
Okay.
And our own very big Sight Village in July. But got to meet some well-known faces.
Stephanie, we know who you were. You were talking to Stevie Wonder. I'll come back to Stevie Wonder in a sec. I want to talk to you just maybe very generally first, because sure. I went to see so many for many years consecutively when it was right beside the LAX airport, LAX airport, but it's in a different venue. You've been to lots of shows in the UK, and you, in fact, you run lots of shows in the UK. Tell us about the venue. Was it good, bad, indifferent?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a mission because it's actually in Anaheim. And for those of you that don't know where that is, it's known most sort of widely for Disney California being there. But it's a bit of a bus ride or car ride from the airport. So it takes about 50 minutes. I had a private transfer, and that was on a good day. But in rush hour from LA, it's a good hour and 20 minutes. So you've got to figure out your transport either way. And then the actual venue it's hosted at is Marriott at the Convention Center. So it's an enormous, obviously the hotels are on a bigger scale in America, but it's an enormous hotel. And the lobby area itself, people were easily getting lost in because it's so vast. Before you even get sort of down the hallway to the exhibition space. So it is a very big hotel complex. Me and my colleague, as you all know, James Everson, were very good. We assisted everyone we could see who were kind of getting lost a little bit because it's such a big open space. So that's one of the challenges. There are sighted guides there in the show times, but never, as you appreciate, enough guides, and they only operate within the show time. So outside of that, people are on their own. So a lot of sighted people attending the show and staff were helping, were giving assistance. But that's probably the tricky part, I would say, for people navigating, because there's no tactile flooring. There wasn't any sort of signage, tactile signage or interactive signage to assist. So that can be a big challenge, mm-hmm. I would say, for those certainly sight impaired.
Okay, let's talk about some of the things you saw and some things that might be just creeping onto the radar at time of recording. For example, we're having a big webinar Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're introducing the Braille eMotion. I've been lucky enough to have my hands on this for a couple of weeks. You saw it and you met up with our friends from HIMSS. What do you think?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I met with the whole US team. So Randy, who's the CEO of HIMSS US, and the other arm, so Jenny and Michael from Selfast, who obviously are part of the HIMSS group. Yeah, it was great actually getting my hands on it for the first time, talking to the team, finding out obviously a bit more about that, but other developments. And we actually, Randy's such a good guy, the chief exec. I actually got him on karaoke one of the nights singing Hotel California. He went down like a storm.
Brilliant.
People loved him. I've told him he's doing an encore next year. But no, the Braille eMotion is an exciting device with the 40-cell Braille display. And we'll be really excited to unveil that at Sight Village Blackpool in a couple of weeks. So we'll have it back here in the UK for the very first time. We saw the Harpo device for the first time, which I know you're keen to get your hands on, Stuart. The Braille Pen 24. So, again, it's going to be, I think, very well received. It's a great device. It's small, it's compact, it feels well made. So that again, we should have very soon, and we'll be doing obviously a podcast or webinar with yourself talking about the features of that. Okay.
Anything in the low vision space that you saw that you want to tell us about, or anything else that kind of jumped out at you?
Yeah, there's some developments from a few manufacturers that we're considering partnering with in terms of just some improved design of some low vision devices. I saw actually there's quite a quirky device, which was a unique stand for, it's like a case for your phone, whether it was iPhone or Android, and it's got little legs that come out. This is low tech. It would enable you to put your phone up on legs, for want of a better reason, to use it for sort of magnifying or OCR. It was a quirky little gadget from a very small company, a startup company. I also saw, and again, I'll be working with them maybe to help them come over to the UK. It's almost like a not-for-profit organisation that capture people's memories of when they were sighted or feelings about certain times in their life. And using AI technology, it creates a picture and it's turned into wall art. This is a not-for-profit over in the US. I'm going to work with them to see if we can get them to one of our site villages. We saw the robotic dog from Sony.
Ah, yes.
That was very cute. Very cute. I got to stroke the dog. I quite liked it, but not at $3,000.
Right. We mightn't be doing robot dogs for a while. Listen, I know there's loads of other technology that you saw. And as you say, on this show, in the next little while, we'll be talking about other things. But I know you want to tell us about Stevie Wonder, because I remember Stevie.
He's a legend.
I know. And I remember him coming to the old CSUN events that I was there, and he always had a whole load of minders around him. How'd you get on with him? What happened?
I mean, I didn't unfortunately get to spend a great amount of time with him because he's got his entourage and he wants to get round all the stands. But, you know, he's a great guy, and he'll let people take selfies and you know, he'll have a small amount of conversation with folks. And he did come to the Vespero reception one of the evenings James and I were attending. People are in awe of him. He's such a legend.
He's a legend. Maybe next year you'll be able to do a bit of karaoke with Stevie, Stephanie.
That I don't think he would stretch to that. It'd probably cost me a fortune. But he's a keen advocate of technology. He's got a pair of Envision glasses. He was looking at other new stuff that was out. So he is someone on a personal level who uses technology.
Who understands, yeah. Yeah.
Who understands? And then I was fortunate for many listeners who recognise the name Sam from The Blind Life.
Yes.
I spent quite a bit of time with Sam. He's a great, great character and great advocate for sharing information and technology. He's recorded a small piece we'll include after me. So I'm the warm-up act for him. We're very fortunate. He's worked with some of our major partners, so Envision. He's worked with lots of others in the marketplace that we're fortunate to be exclusive with. So it's great to bring someone in, and we go, oh, actually, we work with all of these people. We're looking at doing something fun later in the year. It's actually talking about visiting the UK for the first time. So we're looking at what we can do with sight and sound to work with him.
Watch this space. Okay, we'll come back to Sam in just
spoiler
a second.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll come back to the little piece you did with Sam in a minute. But Stephanie, before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time, just give us a quick plug for Sight Village Blackpool, if you can.
Sure. So, yes, for those of you that can visit us in sunny old Blackpool, let's hope it's not raining. We're there on Tuesday, the 9th of April, and there'll be all of the team, including Glenn Tookie, our chief exec, that many of you will have to know over the years. So we'll have the new HIMSS device. We've obviously got the Envision glasses. We've got the WeWalk. We've got a brand new product we're unveiling, which helps for people with hearing loss. So we've partnered up with Speaksea, and we'll be offering live captioning at the show to assist people with other needs. We're going to have, obviously, all of our normal portfolio of Braille, low vision, smart wearables, everything on show. It's going to be a great event. First one in Blackpool, so this is exciting. And then obviously we'll be back in Birmingham in July for the big 2-day show. So lots to come and see. And if anyone can't obviously visit us in Blackpool, and we appreciate for many it's the wrong location, then, you know, get in touch with us. And the team are always happy to conduct virtual demos, in-person demos, share information. No, CSUN was great. It was certainly an experience. It feels cold now I've come back to the UK because we had it, you know, mid-20s. It was lovely. And now I've come back freezing.
Okay. But, as we're publishing this podcast, we're just coming into Easter. So take a few days over Easter, get a bit of rest, and I'm sure you'll be back flying the flag again next week. Stephanie, thanks for talking to us. We're going to play in now the little piece that Stephanie did with Sam from The Blind Life. So let's go live to LA and have a listen.
Hey guys, greetings from CSUN 2024. This is Sam with The Blind Life. I just want to take a second to talk to you guys about some of the cool things I've seen so far at CSUN. First of all, I wish you guys were all here. If you have a chance to come over here and check out one of these assistive technology conferences, I definitely recommend it. Amazing, cutting edge assistive technology. Some of the cool things, of course, the brand new WeWalk V2 cane, improved ergonomics, the design is better, physical buttons, a better flashlight or torch, as you guys call it. Everything that I've seen so far is just better than the previous model. But a lot of ChatGPT integration, that's kind of the hot thing nowadays, is to put ChatGPT into something. And for us as a community, it really is something that gets me excited. A lot of people ask me, what are you excited about? I generally don't get excited anymore because I've seen it all before. But the integration of ChatGPT and AI in general does get me excited because the possibilities for our community is amazing. Envision, though, I saw Envision glasses. They're working on some new AI integration where you'll be able to customize your voice and you'll be able to create a persona for your AI assistant. And the possibilities there are just incredible. You can have a lot of fun with it. You can do some crazy stuff with it. I think that's going to be awesome. There was a robot guide dog. I haven't gotten a chance to try that out yet, but that was really cool too. So just in general, a lot of amazing things. So like I said, if you have the opportunity, come check it out. Of course, stay tuned to The Blind Life because I will be doing a wrap-up video for CSUN 2024, and I'll be highlighting all these amazing things in that video. So thanks, guys.
Many thanks to Sam from The Blind Life there. That was a really nice piece, wasn't it? And thanks to Stephanie Davies for nabbing Sam. I think Sam from The Blind Life would be someone you would describe as a legend in his own lunchtime, I believe. That's kind of meaning to say he's important. Anyway, that's just about it for this episode of the show. Thanks to Stephanie. Great to hear all about CSUN. Maybe we'll all go next year. I don't know. Anyway, until next time, this is Stuart Lawler saying take care. Thanks for listening. Happy Easter and goodbye.